This is the South Oxfordshire District Council update from our two local district councillors, Andrea Powell and Sue Cooper. Local Nature Recovery Strategy, the LNRS, now out for public consultation. Oxfordshire's natural landscape is important and we must protect it to secure its future. A coordinated strategy for nature's recovery can help wildlife to flourish, improve the quality of our air and water, and mitigate the impacts of climate change. A local nature recovery strategy, the LNRS, is a legal requirement as part of a nationwide plan for every part of England, helping to deliver the aims of the 2021 Environment Act, which recognises that the UK is one of the most nature-depleted countries on earth. Led by the County Council, it brings together relevant expertise and local community knowledge so that our strategy will allow us to develop a shared ambition to recover nature across Oxfordshire. The strategy creates a written list and a map to highlight areas of land that are particularly important for biodiversity. This decision-making has been influenced by the priorities collected from people across our county over the past months. The priorities will be linked to potential actions people across Oxfordshire can take in those areas as individuals, organisations, communities or local authorities. A DEFRA video explains what a difference this work can make. Remember that the LNRS is only one tool of many that we can use to achieve nature's recovery. The LNRS aims to complement existing work, not to replace or duplicate it. The LNRS's aim is to help focus resources and effort towards shared goals for improving biodiversity in Oxfordshire. It will align with the new Climate and Nature Recovery Action Plan being developed by SODC for adoption early in 2025. We can achieve nature recovery if we all work together. For example, the Benson Area Nature Group, BANG, does wonderful work restoring and managing green spaces, protecting wildlife, and encouraging volunteering. In New Elm, the watercress beds are looked after by a volunteer team from the Chiltern Society, local green gyms, and many other contributors. At the county level, you can find more information from groups like Wild Oxfordshire, Oxfordshire's local wildlife trust, Babout, Community Action Groups Oxfordshire, and more. To view the draft LNRS, visit the Oxfordshire County Council website. And have you got a project in mind? Is your organisation looking for funding for a small capital or one-off project? Don't forget that we each have £5,000 to award to projects or services that offer community benefits in our ward area, subject to eligibility criteria. We are particularly keen to fund projects of greatest impact for residents, such as activities that protect and restore our natural world, promote action on the climate emergency, and improve economic and community well-being. Check the grants page on the SODC website, or contact us to discuss your project to check if it's one we can support. And the draft joint local plan to 2041 is now published. SODC and the Vale of Whitehorse Councils have published their draft joint local plan, ready for formal submission to the Secretary of State in December this year. This plan determines where houses should be built across the districts and includes policies to ensure that house building does not come at the cost of nature and the environment.